Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM.
I guess we can really forget about a reunion now.
Yeah, no, forget about it.
Ah, there's a flop story.
Yes.
Forget about it.
Yes.
Make peace with it.
Mm.
Just move on with life.
Yeah.
The story is nooit gebeuri. Gear level. Reunion.
So sad.
Flop story. With Amuche, by the way, on Namibia's Iron Soul, 7:13. That's your time. Thank you so much for choosing us. Listen, we've been locked in our political discourse, you know, for the last month or so. Mm-hmm. We've been locked in with our elections, you know, all the attention was there. But we sort of kind of forgot that December is here.
Mm.
It's here. And we may have not had a plan. And it's always the case every single December where we don't plan for these things. And then we are so surprised when January happens. Like, but you knew.
It was just December now. No, girl.
And then you must now struggle again. I don't want that January stress. I don't want it. I'm sick of it.
Yeah.
And you should be sick of it as well.
No, honestly.
But in order to achieve not having the January stress, we need to look at December.
Yeah.
And sometimes we need someone to scold us.
Yeah, please.
That's why we have our resident financial advisor, Osi Juliana Theripi, that's going to do exactly right now.
Good morning, Juliana. How are you doing today?
Good morning, guys. Good morning. How is it that side? We are under rains in Walvis Bay.
Oh, it's raining. Yeah. I did say during the weather that it is going to rain, yeah.
Nice.
Either side.
Is it like heavy, heavy rain or those further shandies?
No, it's those further shandies.
But it counts.
It's so cold.
Yeah.
That's the point. I'm not burning, so yeah, I'm happy. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. No, fantastic, man. So, yeah. Juliana, you know what? We are obviously getting into the season of, spending money quite a little bit more than we normally do, you know? This is now the time of the year that we get to visit our families. This is the time of the year that we have to now buy gifts that we promised in March, thinking that we'll have money in December. But, you know, just preparing for the month or the festive season now, maybe what would you say are some of the common mistakes that we tend to make that always tends to set us up for a really tough January?
Definitely. I've felt victim to most of these before I really also got to learn my lesson, is that you just get into the motion and the hype of December that you tend to take where you were not supposed to take. You go and take from the budget that wasn't actually planned or wasn't set up for your December. Or you are so happy that you end up overspending and not really tracking your finances. You get into, yes, let's do this, let's do that. You have FOMO, you want to do everything. But your budget, unfortunately, your lifestyle is not allowing you to be as happy as other kids, because they have done their financial planning, so they can be in that happy mode. However, if that is not your case, then you just need to sit and realize that and just proper plan for it next time properly. And there are ways in planning for a proper December. But do you guys actually know that it's only us in Namibia that have this thing around December being such a holiday and the whole thing? Like other countries, they take it so, and I've done research on this, they've taken it so lightly that where the spending habits are not the same. Like it's more family orientated time. It's not a very jolly in our sense, like, hey, we need to get omunye level. No, it's more of we need to be a family orientated. It's more spending time with the family. Everyone is booking places so that they can spend time with their family. They've put money together as a family, you know. But however, we tend to do this more individual, and we're trying to, you know, have a, like, again, festive omunye kind of way.
Let's just say that I didn't plan anything.
Okay.
I didn't, you know what I mean? I was, you know, I like, you know, the whole year I've been hearing Juliana say, it's a plain rape, budget rape, put a little 5 cents away, policy. Put a dollar sign, policy, and invest here.
Yeah.
Let's just say I didn't do that, but I still want to have a nice December and a nice January. What do I do now?
Well, you know.
Are you asking if we should go to the cash loans or no?
No, definitely not. You don't want to add onto your January stress. I definitely do not. But go into a corner, go and sit with God and ask him to just give you like pick up a bag and that. Because if you have not planned for it, you can't do it. You need to understand that. You need to put it into your mind. You need to have that mindset. You need to discipline yourself. You need to tell yourself like, I did not. So I cannot. Therefore, I cannot. And if you really, really want to, then you set aside the money that is for other purposes. You properly put it into another bank or, you know, split your money so that whatever needs to happen within December, because we have commitments, we have orders that needs to go off.
Rent that needs to be paid.
We have our commitments. Mm. So have the commitment money sit somewhere else and then move whatever you can to another bank. And try by all means to go to places that are maybe cheaper, you know, so that you can be in a festive mood. Try and buy your liquor from stores as where you are buying your liquor from restaurants or bars, you know. Mm. Try and have rather Sunday sessions or sitting at home chilled rather than going out as much. You still have some sort of fun, but not the kind of same fun that we normally plan for. Like, we want to travel, we want to, you know, have all of
these. We want to be in Cape Town.
We want to be in Cape Town. Come on, we want to be. We want to go to London. Mozambique. We want to be in Paris. We want to move. But if that is not your budget, rather make your Eiffel Tower your Paris holiday at home, where you have a small little something here and there because you couldn't, so that you better plan.
Juliana, we've got a couple more questions for you. We'll take a small break, and we will get back to this conversation. We want to leave you with two questions, maybe just so that you can think about it. How do we switch from, during times like this, from spending to perhaps a business mindset? That's one. And number two, how can one find the balance between enjoying December and setting yourself up for a stress-free January? Just think about that and everybody else, and then we'll get to it when we get back, all right?
Cool.
Bye, Nangi LC. Just hold that thought. We'll continue with it in a bit. We've got Mavis Braga, Assembly Jones, as well as Cool Under Pressure lined up.
Summer. The heat just...
The hits on 89.3 and 90.1. Namibia's heart and soul.
It's 7:31 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Thank you so much for choosing us. We are going to continue with our conversation with Juliana Theripi, who is our financial advisor. And we're simply just having a conversation about finances. You know, how can we have a good time this December without risking the January blues? So, Juliana?
I am right here.
Okay, fantastic. let's talk about... you know, the balance, you know, how can one find the balance between enjoying December and setting yourself for a stress-free January? Sorry.
Finding your balance is planning. If you have planned, you will have a balance. So as long as you have a plan around how you would want it, where are you going for your December? How does your December budget look like? What is it that you plan on doing January? Do you have kids? You understand, if you have all of these questions set out, then you have a plan. You know where you're going. So you wouldn't be a headless chicken around January because of your December decisions. So if you have a plan around it, and if you don't, I strongly suggest you sit right now and start with one. Like, look at your finances and really be honest with yourself when looking at your finances, and then plan around that. That is the only way.
Mm. And you know what? I'm actually curious. I mean, we're here now, obviously, in December, you know, but maybe just something that I think a lot of people have been doing, and it seems like it's actually working for them in terms of setting them up for a really good, you know, enjoyable December, but also holding them through January as well, and that is Stokvel. I see a lot of people, you know, taking part in them and so forth. And, you know, obviously throughout the year, like investing so much money in it. But then at the end of the day, it also pays off. Do you actually think that Stokvels are actually worth it or not?
It's a yay and nay for me. Yay if you can have a legal document with all the members that are within your Stokvel. Mm-hmm. Because when it comes to money, it's a very... it's a very sensitive topic. So as long as it is a legal document, it doesn't need to be you went to lawyer who and you guys paid X amount of money. No. As long as you guys went to a police station, did a declaration, have all the members there, all of everybody signed for it to say, listen, I'm responsible for the stock felt, also the money that is within the stock felt and so on. Yes, definitely. Keep the stock felt very small. Don't have it... don't have a lot of participants within your stock felt. Very small, so that with the rotation of the stock felt, then you will feel why is it that you are in a stock felt. I know you're not probably going to get a lot, maybe based off what is the crowd that is there. If the crowd that is there can afford to give a $2,000 monthly on a stock felt, you would see it, you'd reap it. But if we can afford to give $200, then you understand. So it's also the crowd that you keep. It needs to be legalized one way or another, some sort of way, like have this document that says that everyone ID numbers and so forth, so that if anything goes wrong, you guys know where to knock and some sort of, you can get your money back, almost you can say, if anything happens. So yes, definitely it works. But if there is no safety measures, I don't suggest it.
You know, in my experience, Juliana, people get weird with money, man.
Exactly.
That's the thing. You know what I mean? Even your closest people, you know, when money is involved, people get weird.
Jeez.
You know what I mean? Now, imagine a whole stock fell now. You know what I mean?
You get that. So that is exactly what I'm saying. Like, let there be something where let there be a document where everybody is accounted for. You take accountability. If anything goes wrong when it's my turn or if the money was, you know, then or have the money then put into a trust or a fund where everyone, but let it just be on a document where you know, like not under someone's matras or under someone's pillow or in someone's handkerchief. No, guys.
Yeah.
If it's that case, no. But if it's done properly, you guys probably have like a bank where it's deposited into and 2-3 people can sign off so that these 2-3 people can be held accountable.
Yeah.
Let there just be legal measures around it and just proper direction where the money is, where it's being saved, how it's everything.
Because it's not personal. It's not personal, right? It's not like, oh, I don't trust you, my friend. You know, it's just to officiate things,
like
structure things a little bit more.
Yeah, but you know what?
I mean,
go ahead, Juliana. Sorry.
At this point, you can't take offense when we're trying to legalize, because all of us have gone through one money matter or another with a family member or a friend. Mm. So everyone will understand that when this is done, it's not just I want to protect myself. You're also protecting yourself against me, possibly.
True that. No, what I was going to say is, you know what I saw on TikTok, hey? This lady was sharing a story about how she was part of a stock fell and they were paying apparently 1.5 for the whole entire year. And like from Jan to December. And then apparently they only gave her 2-liter cooking. Let's see. They gave her like a 5 kg mace meal and I think maybe cans of beans or something. That's it.
So
it could be
what happened to the money now?
I don't know. Maybe it could be the situation that Juliana is mentioning, that you know, it was not legalized. There's no safety measures and all of that. Maybe the money was also just being sent to one person cooking. Well, yeah, I'll fight you. But anyway.
Read the fine print. There could have been a document that they probably gave, and then that was what they were. And we didn't.
Yeah.
Read what you...
Juliana, now that you're on the subject matter of business, you know, just how do we change our mindsets from perhaps spending to a more business side of to a more business mindset? For instance, if everybody is chilling at Parkies, you may be that guy that is supplying ice. You know, you come buy the ice by me, or I'm the guy that you know, has maybe all your car utensils ready just in case maybe you run out of petrol while chilling there. You know what I mean? Like, how do we go from spending to perhaps a bit of a business mind, and also just to, you know, make a bit of money instead of spending it the other way around? Is that even possible?
It is definitely possible. The same guy that decided to sell ice it was something that sparked something. So it should be something that sparks something within you. You look at the crowd that you are with. Who do you move with? What is the need around maybe the people that is there? Identify that need. Like, every time we go to the service station and go buy ice at X amount of money, well, let me do this next year. You understand? Let me have this so that I'm more accessible. People are more around. Let's say you stay in a complex and you have skills on doing nails. You so badly want to make extra money so that you can enjoy your festive, or you're good at makeup, or you have eyes, or you sell this. What is this day-to-day eyes? The lolly.
The ice lollies.
You can do that, like ice cream and all these things. They are all business plans that, especially in December, because everyone wants their kids to have a nice time. So kids like ice cream. So you'll see that ice cream lorry driving around a lot in December with that noise that it makes.
But Juliana, you know,
it's very nostalgic, but when you have kids, you don't like that sound.
Here's the thing. Juliana, you are in Warwick Bay right now, right?
Okay, yes.
You see, in the small town, sometimes, Nam, if you must now go around selling things, then you must come back poor.
Well, everybody was poor at a point.
So, look at NSK's, they're selling ice lollies, this one, I shame.
Why do we do that?
That's the truth, Juliana. That's what we do.
That is true. It is true. And it's just, for me, I personally feel it's because you didn't come up with the idea for you to start selling ice. Now you're trying to diminish or make me, like, lessen my value or bring less value to what I am doing. So it makes you feel good because you couldn't come up with the exact same idea. Because if we had changed these roles and this was an open opportunity, you would have grabbed the very same opportunity that I'm currently doing. So for me, it doesn't really shake me off differently. It's the fact that I see money, I'm so happy. When I do certain things and I'm getting money out of it, I don't care what the next person is saying, because I have money, you know? I'm making the money.
What are your final thoughts, OC? What would you like to add for us?
I would just like to add on. I have actually two add-ons, but I also still want to add on to the business
side. Please do.
How do you shift? Sorry, guys. It's just, it comes with I just want to hear it all. The business mind, how do you shift yourself from just the common guy into a business minded person? Also just your change of nature, your change of character. You just also need to really look at that. Like, if you're really someone that doesn't see value in businesses and you want to stand and make mockery of the next person that is trying to do something, then probably it wouldn't work for you. You'd run a loss more than anything, because there's no passion there. There's no drive there. Do you understand? So you first need to find, what is it that drives you? What brings you joy? How do you move from being the common guy to a business person to potentially a legacy that you could potentially build? That is all within you. You need to first do that mindset, and also just sit around and identify, what is it that I'm good at? What is it that I enjoy that other people enjoy? You know, because probably the ice guy realized that, listen, I like my drinks cold. I like my drinks cold, and 99% of my friends like their drinks cold. So probably started selling within their circle before approaching other places such as maybe restaurants, hotels, bars, and started. Or you potentially identify, listen, I'm coming from a coastal area and people in Windhoek are suffering when it comes to fish and these kind of things. There's a market there for me. Do you understand? You need to sit and first analyze this. Don't, oh no, NSK is selling ice, so I also want to sell. I know. It doesn't. Do you get that? That's it. You need to first sit with yourself and identify what is it that you enjoy, what is it that you understand, what is easier. Because now you're trying to open up a cash loan. Would a cash loan be easy for you to maintain?
Can you manage money?
Manage money. Do you understand? You need to identify yourself as what is it that I enjoy?
Your strengths,
what is it that
I'm good
at? How am I flexible? Does my job allow me to have a primary income coming in or secondary income coming in? Do you understand? It's all of those things that you first need to look at before opening up a business. Don't just stand up and be like, okay, I want to be a business person now. I feel like I want to start selling fish in the street. You are a banker. You work in a bank. Would you be able to stand around the corner 1 o'clock so that you can sell your fish? Or how you're going to do this? You understand? So that is what I'm trying to say. It just doesn't come from, I really want to do it and I really want to make that extra money, so I'm just going to go with what the next person is doing. No.
You wanted to add one last point?
The one last point is that how do you just get yourself a stress-free December and move a stress-free January and enjoy your December? I would highly suggest, before locking up your doors and going, rather put in that extra electricity, rather put in some extra, go ahead and buy the combos that are being advertised currently.
Yeah.
Although you don't really want to be in the queues, do that for yourself so that you, January, you know you have bulk when it comes to food. So you can just top up maybe with a little bit of here and there. I would also strongly suggest partake in one of, I think ShopRite or Checkers offers those booklets where you can save X amount of money and then use that money in January. You can also make use of that. Put $1,000 or $2,000 away for January in your savings, whether it be a unit trust or a pocket in your bank or something. Put that money away. Do not look at it. Have that, you know, make use of the specials. Plan for January in December, and then whatever is left, you know, you can go haywire with whatever is left. And then from there, when January comes, and even if the month is longer, you know that you just don't have an onion sitting in your fridge.
In your fridge. You're eating cabbage the whole month.
Juliana, thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate your expertise. And we will try and be honest about this thing going into December and January. Not try, we will do it.
We'll make you proud.
Yes, we'll make you proud.
Emergency savings, guys. I can't emphasize that some more. Emergency savings. Mm. Put money away. Put money away. Put money away.
All right. Thank you so much, Juliana Deripi, resident financial advisor on Fresh Breakfast. On the other side, we've got T-Pain lined up.
Yo, football fans, win big with
Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM. Fresh FM.